Welcome, team. Let's talk about Ironman triathlon training. We all know it carries a severe risk of physical breakdown if we aren't careful. The numbers back this up. Research shows a staggering 86.1% of Ironman athletes suffer an overuse injury within a single year. Between 50 and 75% of competitive triathletes face at least one injury per training cycle. That's why the critical factor in race day success is your ability to distinguish between normal physiological adaptation and actual injury. You want to avoid extended recovery time, so you need to know the difference. Let's break down normal soreness versus injury pain. Normal training soreness, or delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS, is simply a sign your muscles are rebuilding. It typically kicks in 6 to 12 hours after a hard workout, peaks between 24 and 72 hours, and should resolve within 2 to 3 days. When you feel DOMS, it presents as a dull, achy tightness right in the muscle belly. It's usually symmetrical, hitting both sides of the body equally, and it actually improves with light movement, stretching, or foam rolling. Injury pain, however, operates completely differently. It presents as sharp, stabbing, or electric shock-like sensations that you can pinpoint with one finger. It often targets joints, bones, or tendons. Unlike DOMS, injury pain strikes during or immediately after exercise and worsens with continued activity rather than improving. It lingers during rest, disrupts your sleep, and almost always appears asymmetrically on just one side of the body. Visually, you'll see warning signs like swelling, bruising, discoloration, or noticeable warmth at the site. And here's the bottom line. If that pain alters your movement patterns, causing you to limp, favor one side, or skip stairs, you have officially crossed from acceptable training stress into injury territory. To stay ahead of this, we use specific metrics to evaluate your physical state. The 24-hour rule is our primary diagnostic tool. Remember this, joint pain should not persist or intensify 24 hours after a workout. If knee, ankle, or hip discomfort remains elevated the next day, your musculoskeletal system was simply unprepared for that training load. When you run your internal pain scale from 0 to 10, keep your training discomfort at 4 or below. If that pain climbs during a session or shifts from a dull ache to a sharp sensation, you need to make an immediate modification or stop the activity entirely. Now, let's look at discipline-specific warning signs. Each leg of the triathlon carries unique injury patterns. In the water, swimming frequently causes shoulder pain due to repetitive overhead motion. If you feel weakness or nighttime pain that's disturbing your sleep, that requires immediate assessment. On the bike, cycling poses a high risk for knee pain, affecting up to 33% of riders. Sharp pain, grinding sensations, or clicking during your pedal stroke indicate you've progressed well beyond minor irritation. And on the run, you'll see the highest injury occurrence. Persistent shin pain in one specific spot suggests a stress fracture. Heel pain upon waking signals plantar fasciitis. And lateral knee pain almost always points to IT band syndrome. When an injury is suspected, drop the outdated approach of complete immobilization. Modern sports medicine advocates for controlled movement and strategic loading to stimulate healing in bone, tendon, and muscle. Within the first 48 to 72 hours, implement the PRICE protocol to control damage and accelerate recovery. First, protection, prevent further damage to the area. Second, rest, limit any activity that causes pain. Third, ice, apply it for 20 minutes every 2 hours to reduce swelling. Fourth, compression, use elastic bandages to minimize fluid pooling. And fifth, elevation, keep the injured area above heart level to decrease blood flow to the site. Know when to call it in. Professional evaluation is necessary if you experience severe swelling, an inability to bear weight, visible deformity, numbness spreading beyond the injury site, or audible popping sounds at the time of injury. Additionally, if pain persists beyond 48 to 72 hours of proper treatment, or if general soreness lasts longer than 7 days, consult a healthcare provider immediately. Don't guess. When you are cleared and ready to resume training, apply the 40-20 rule. Begin at 40% of your pre-injury volume and increase the load by 20% every 1 to 2 weeks. For severe running injuries, implement walk-run protocols, starting with short intervals of running and walking to rebuild tissue tolerance. To maintain cardiovascular fitness without impact during recovery, utilize cross-training options like deep water running, swimming, or cycling. Research demonstrates that athletes do not lose their running fitness until they have been sidelined for at least 2 weeks. Making strategic cross-training an essential tool is how you stay on track toward your Ironman goals. Trust the process, listen to your body, and let's get back to work.